discussing the critical time and corn and soybeans claw back. This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. Final corn yield when this growing season is complete is determined by conditions throughout the season. But agronomists say roughly the first month after the seed goes in is a very critical time. Andy Eubank has more.
Channel Seed technical agronomist Jeff Lakin says the first 30 days is when corn establishes its root system, determines early plant structure, and begins setting the foundation for yield potential. During that window,
any stress like cold soils, excessive moisture, delayed emergence, limits growth before the crop even reaches a stage where we can see it as a vegetative plant. It's been proven that early in the season often has a lasting impact and is difficult to recover from later, even as conditions improve. A strong start helps corn develop and withstand stress during the reproductive stages later in its life cycle.
Soil conditions at planting, especially soil temperature and moisture, do affect early emergence and stand uniformity. There have been less than desirable conditions this year.
That really plays a role into it later, as soil temperature and moisture determines how quickly we can get that crop to emerge evenly. It also, with cold and saturated soils, it slows down our germination, reduces seedling vigor, and it increases the risk of uneven emergence across the field. When plants emerge at different times, earlier plants have advantage, while later emerging plants often fall behind in growth. Uneven corn emergence means some plants are always playing catch-up, and that early gap can cost yield, even if the stand looks fine later in the season.
When there is uneven emergence or early stress in the first 30 days, the first step is to make sure you observe that early season crop performance.
If you identify a problem, determine whether the issue is isolated or whether the whole field is affected. Look for patterns that related to soil type, moisture, planting time, or equipment setup. These clues can sometimes help explain what is happening. Farmers can work with their local channel seed pro or technical agronomist to interpret those observations and make season decisions that protect yield potential while refining strategies for future planting.
For more advice on specific seasonal challenges, visit the channel website. We have a link at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewerjet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Decent sunshine over the Great Lakes today, but we're still a bit on the chilly side. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Farm Forecast. Here's what's going on. We've got cool temperatures dominating for all of your Monday. High pressure is being analyzed to start the day over the western edge of Lake Superior. It's going to be translating eastward, coming basically through the Straits of Mackinac later this afternoon and evening. So this high is transiting the Great Lakes easily. High pressure is always an area of subsiding air. The coldest air here is going to be working through. So frosty conditions in parts of the region already. I think we have to keep an eye out for frosty conditions again tomorrow morning. But it is sunny all day long. Tomorrow we start to see a weather system come across the upper Midwest, and eventually it works its way into our region. Scattered rain showers right now, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch. Coverage around 90% of the state by the time all is said and done. Cloud cover from this lingers through Wednesday, so we don't bounce back on temperatures right away Wednesday. As a matter of fact, I think we stay chilly for a large part of midweek. Getting into Thursday, partly sunny skies come back. Friday should be a partly sunny as well, at least to start. And then we see a few clouds Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. At this point, only far northern areas of lower Michigan and the eastern UP see scattered showers overnight Friday night into Saturday. The rest of us are dry. The weekend is milder, partly sunny and pleasant. We are going to be seeing dry Saturday weather, but Sunday likely some scattered showers, maybe even a few thunderstorms. That sets the stage for an active start the next week. Monday, Tuesday seeing lingering rain and a thunderstorm action before we dry down Wednesday forward. And that's with high pressure sitting on top of us, so we should see good evaporation and good drying overall through the second half of next week. Really, if we can get in the field, I think it comes down to how we start. Do you get some of the bigger rains, or do you skirt some of these bigger rain totals for Monday, Tuesday. Time will tell. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Greenstone Farm Credit Services provides comprehensive risk management solutions to protect your crops, your livestock, and your livelihood. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
Final numbers from Friday are coming up, but let's take a look how it went down. The grain markets finished on a mixed but largely defensive note, with wheat futures giving back weather premiums after rains hit the U.S. plains, while corn and soybeans clawed back from early session lows to settle strong. Here's Andy Eubank along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading for a closer look.
We end the week, and another up and down week it was, Brian, with some positive movement, especially in the soybean market. Let's start there. A little bit of a break in the liquidation that we've seen for a number of sessions. That's a nice sign.
We've really seen a nice rally, particularly in new crop November beans, approaching $12 a bushel. We did see those markets back off a bit earlier in the week, but there's some optimism amongst the trade talking about the president's visit to China next week, and to hope that there'll be some agreements confirmed there, potentially for old crop, maybe some new crop business there on top of what was agreed upon last fall. But bottom line is there seems to be some optimism surrounding that. Obviously, the underlying foundation of the soybean complex, Andy, has been the soybean oil, fueled by a couple of different things. Obviously, the biofuel growth we've seen the last several months confirmed. And then, of course, the surge in the oil market, crude oil market. So, yes, the soybean market is offering some attractive opportunities for producers to look at new crop. We'd encourage them to do that, always remaining as flexible as possible, however, as approaching this growing season is just getting started.
And that was Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. May corn finished the week strong at 456 and a quarter, up 3.5. July corn ended also strong, up 3.75 to 471 and a quarter. May soybean shot up 17 and a quarter to 1194 and a quarter. July beans at 1208, up 15.75. May wheat rallied, finishing 607.5. That's up 5.75. June live cattle ended at 248.90. down $1.15, and June lean hogs down 75 cents to $98.62. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.